Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi.
We did it.
Hi.
Yay.
Just thought we'd...
It seemed lucky.
I just thought we'd go for it. By the way, do you guys play the lottery? Sorry to go on a tangent. Sorry, I just need to ask this question. Do you guys play the lottery?
I'm postcode lottery.
Oh, but like the national lottery?
No.
Okay, so you know how you get an email when you win?
Yeah. Did you win?
No.
Oh.
What would you... Yeah.
For that fraction of a second, you're a millionaire. You're like, yes, no, but there's news about your ticket. I'm like, yes, I'm a millionaire.
Yeah, but do you think they'd call you if you won? Like, so someone just won 184 million. Do you think they'd call you?
Yeah, I think they do call you.
Because they don't.
They don't.
I saw it on TikTok. No, but the guy got interviewed.
But they get...
The classic.
You mean you did your solid research?
Yes.
I thought they do because they got phone calls of people.
No. Yeah, so that's people calling up to confirm their ticket. So, what I found interesting, so the guy who won 184 million, he did an interview. I find it funny they've gone public, and I do think it's because they don't give you the full amount of money unless you go public.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because otherwise people will just say it's a scam. You get it over 30 years, or you... Also, I found out that you don't get all the money in your bank account. It sits in a private bank account, but you can access it whenever you want, which I think, in my head, is because they'll get interest in that. So they'll make money from the interest.
It does sound like a scam.
Yeah, it sounds a bit scammy. Anyway, so the guy...
Still take 184 million.
Would take that. So the guy got the email that said news about your ticket, thought it'd be like a lucky dip, goes in. This is what I read online this week. Goes in and he saw like 184. So he thought it was 184,000. And he was like, oh my God. He was freaking out. He was like, oh my God, I can pay off my mortgage. This is like life-changing, amazing. And then when he counted the zeros, he realized it was 184 million. And he was like, oh.
You'd absolutely lose your mind.
Like, I'd buy a country.
Like, in all fairness, I'd be like super happy with like £1,000. £100.
No, I want more. Do you know what the first thing I do is, and Ross wouldn't agree with me, and this is why we sometimes have fake arguments over, well, it's my money because I've put on the lottery ticket. So if I win, I can do what I want. Oh. Is I would make a list of like, if I won 184 million, I'd make a list of like 50 people to make millionaires in my friends. That's what a couple did in Northern 50. Ireland. And I think it's lovely.
Actually lost like a third of your money.
Sure. What am I going to do with 134 million?
Have sponsor this podcast.
Buildings named after me. Yeah.
No. Would you not do that though? Would you not give like...
I would give...
I want the Johnston wing in a hospital.
Yeah. I would give some away, I would spend some, and I would invest others.
Yeah, but then, obviously you do the... I'd buy, like, properties, and I'd do all that kind of stuff, but I'd make, like, 50 people.
Yeah.
Close to millionaires. Andrew, you'd be one of them. You'd be on my list.
Oh, thanks,
Make
Amy.
You a millionaire.
Oh. That's it. Hi, guys. Well, welcome to the podcast.
So anyway, with what you've done, sorry, to the intro.
Hi.
Welcome back to... the lottery results. welcome back to I Read Online Somewhere. We're here every week to discuss what we have read online and answer your strange and wonderful questions you probably should have asked your science teachers at school. I'm Amy and I didn't ask these questions either, but luckily for me, I'm joined by two science teachers, Andrew.
Hello.
And Ross.
Good morning, Mr. Johnston.
Who you've really thrown me with that really creepy voice.
I taught a primary six class this week. It was fun.
Oh, welcome to season 3, episode 8 of the podcast. We're chatting about Cats, and it's over to you, Ross.
Is it Cats the musical?
No, it's just Cats. You got excited
Midnight
with the musical.
And
for some reason you mentioned there's a version out there where all the cats have bums. Bumholes.
Honestly, any excuse for Ross to mention that, he gets so chuffed with that fact. Right, Cats.
What's with the ring light? What is going on here?
It's
it was a bit bright. It's got dark and we didn't realise. Right,
Cats. Domesticated, wild, or big. Wow.
Cafe.
Who knew that they knew three different...
Oh,
the cat cafe, like one in Edinburgh.
So, this is an actual bit of scientific research that's
like
been
Café
done.
Like Café La Maison. Oh, who knew I can speak French? Can I?
Wait, hold
Café
on.
Café the house.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it called... It's not called...
It's called, like, Café La Maison.
Right, so, basically I saw on Reddit, I was flicking through Reddit, and I saw a scientific news article. It's about cats. And it's about, we've got a cat, so I was a bit interested. And basically,
Ross,
cats...
you don't have to defend yourself on why you're reading a Reddit about cats. Yep. Like, you're not in court.
Well, I feel like I'm being attacked.
Okay, Ross, so cats. You were doing some research on Reddit.
I was doing some research on Reddit. And
I feel like his lawyer now.
You taught me through it, what do I need to say to not get in trouble. So basically, there's research done that cats... they know their own names, but they knew that already.
From the musical.
The new bit from the research. No, not the musical. Mr. Philophilus? I don't know what their names are.
Mr. Mistopheles.
Mr. Mistopheles, Old Deuteronomy.
Mr. Mistopheles.
The whole thing's just very weird.
My cavity,
Why do we sound like we've been drinking?
Grisabella, the glamour cats. See?
I could just watch Andrew just.
Who's the other one?
What's
the railway one? Skimbleshanks, the railway.
I love the fact, dude, I only know two songs from this. And you're just like, oh yeah, what's that,
like,
one? As if you don't know,
you know
them.
Like,
this is like a Prince of Egypt.
As much as the the new film was absolutely god awful. We used to watch the original one. I've seen Cats on Broadway. It was great. Oh, I think that's a lie. That might be true.
That's like a big lie. Like, that's something like you would know if you saw them on Broadway. It would be a big deal.
I've
Andrew.
Seen Les Mis on Broadway. Maybe I don't think I've
have
seen
you
cat.
Just seen a stray cat?
I saw
on
a cat.
Broadway.
Yeah, I saw a cat on
Is
Broadway.
Is that what you're getting confused
yeah,
with?
That's what I'm getting confused with.
Ross on Reddit. He's reading about cats and he's got a cat. Andrew might have seen Cats on Broadway. Go.
Okay, so cats know their own names. But what they've just found out from this research is that cats probably also know the names of everyone in your household, including other cats.
If you have another cat.
If you have other cats.
Wait,
so,
how did they... Right, how on earth did they work this one out?
So what they did is they actually did a very... So I actually read, I was expecting, a link to the Daily Mail. No, I was linked to the proper article, the proper journal piece.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's all sorts of information about standard deviations and R numbers and all sorts of stuff in here.
Oh,
that's right on my street.
And, so basically what they did is they did two experiments. The first one was to see if cats knew other cats' names. Yeah, that was the first one. And the second experiment was to see if the cats knew other people's names in the household. So what they found out is that... So the way they did the experiment, they got the cat in front of a laptop. The laptop would then say a person's name. So let's say the laptop would say Amy.
Amy.
And it would actually say it like that. And it would say a couple... No, sorry. It said in the household owner's tone. So it's a household owner... Not... Well... Like, let's say me. So I would say...
Right, what are they doing? Checking that you've got a mortgage? Does it need to be the household owner? No, the cats are up themselves. I will only respond to you I can see your mortgage statement.
Let's see the mortgage statement and the deeds, please. I am your
house
cat.
If you are not the homeowner, I will have no interest in you. Okay. You're renting, get out.
Then we shouldn't use homeowner.
Yeah.
with cat odor and like.
Right, okay. So the way they did the experiment, and they got a laptop with a recorder of the
owner. You can't even get through it.
You're not the homeowner. Okay, so basically there's a laptop reading the cat owner's voice of the person that lives in the house, not to be confused with the homeowner. What kind of laugh is that? I feel like we're doing like laughter therapy sessions with Ross because he's been so serious.
Right.
Do you feel really loose now?
Yeah, I feel very loose.
Have you got the dolphins running?
That mother call.
Oh, it's dangerous enough. It wasn't mother call, it was something more serious than that.
Oh.
So they got the laptop with the owners.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Ross was doing so well. Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm going to need to just not listen.
Stop biting your thing. Right. So they got the owner's voice playing on the laptop, and then they showed a picture of another cat. And if the cat agreed with the name of the voice...
Agreed with the cat. Ridiculous.
That was good, wasn't it?
How does a cat agree with you?
Like, was the cat going, yes... That's my owner.
No, so...
Thanks,
what is,
Paul.
Is,
thanks for coming so in today. Cat... No, you're fine. You're fine.
So the person had to hold the cat. Interestingly, the person holding the cat was blind, didn't know...
Did they not know they were holding the cat? What is this?
It was a blind test. Sorry.
Wait.
This is so confusing. The person wasn't blind.
Was the cat blind and the person holding it? Or was it a double blind test?
What I want to know is where's the homeowner at this point?
Being held by the person checking.
No, the homeowner's not there. It's just a recording.
Right. So let's go back. The cat is agreeing or disagreeing. The cat is agreeing.
No, the cat.
Wait, hold on.
I think
we might need to go right back from the start. Ross, you were reading an article about cats.
This is putting years on my life.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, so you've read... So, Ross, you've read an article about cats this week.
I have indeed.
Tell us more.
So, I was reading an article...
Oh, Jesus!
Folks, this is like...
About blind
homeowning
cats. That I agree with you.
Because we can't stop laughing.
Right, okay. Right, I've got this one.
Okay, Ross, so you read this week an article about cats. At this stage, I'm going to have to get our cat to come up and just be Ross.
No, get your cat to come up,
Sahara,
and tell us what's going on.
Do you agree?
Sahara, okay. So tell us, what study were you involved in? Oh my god.
And with that, Ross has woken up all the children in the house.
Okay.
Feel the sweat in my hands, are.
Right. So, I was reading an article about cats and how they can recognise their own names. But the article was about whether they can recognise other people's in their house's names. Not the home one. I've got this, we're through. So, it was I was expecting a sort of silly Daily Mail article, but I was linked to the proper journal piece with standard deviations and all sorts in it. And... What? And the way they carried out the experiment is they got...
Does anyone else feel like we've been spiked and we just can't stop laughing?
Oh, standard deviation.
Yeah.
We're just not going to look at Ross.
I can't, right, I'm going to just...
Okay. So the way they carried out, I was expecting a silly article, but no, it was a very well carried out experiment. So they got a person who didn't know what was going on. Well, they knew slightly what was going on, but not what the results of the study were. And we call that a somebody that's blind.
Oh, they're not blind.
No, it's Andrew. You can help me out with this a bit.
I can confirm. Yeah, that person would be classed as a blind participant. Yeah. Blind to the experiment.
Okay. Yeah, so they don't know what the results should be. So, and they do that to make sure that that person isn't sort of hinting at what the cat should do.
So they're just brought into a room and told to hold a cat.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Not told like what's going on.
Yes, exactly.
Do they get worried when the cat talks to them?
So I just remember one of the cats after the first 7 seconds escapes the holders. Climbed up a bookcase and didn't take any further part in the study.
You are. Was that actually part of it?
Yeah. That was all in the journal piece, yeah.
Oh my word.
But that was one cat. The rest of them did what they were supposed to do. So they're looking at a laptop, and the laptop would play the owner's voice saying someone else in the house's name. And then it would show a picture of them or of someone else, like the sort of wrong cat or wrong person. And what they did is if the voice that was being called agreed with the picture that was being shown, the cat would look at it for a second and then look away and just be a cat.
As opposed to...
Whereas if the name didn't agree with the picture that we've been showing, they would stare at it for longer because they're obviously recognised that the picture doesn't agree with them.
And it would transfigure into a lizard.
No.
Is that a terrible Harry Potter reference?
Yeah. We were just saying, like, and it would just be a cat, so...
Oh yeah, sorry, yeah. So back to being a cat. So basically the study shows that... Cats can, they know their own names, they know other people in the household's names. But interestingly, they only know other humans' names if there's more than two people that live in the house together. Because if you've only got two people living in the house, when you're talking, you don't use the person's name. Like, because we've got four people living in our house, so we usually shout in, "Harris, stop it." So the cat can learn like the other people's names. Whereas if there's just two people in the house, then they don't learn the human's names. They only learn the human's names if there's more than three people in the house, three or more people, which I thought was quite interesting. But yeah, they just basically had to do all this sort of stuff to try and sort of make a really good experiment and make it good science. Here's some of the stuff that was done to try and keep this a fair experiment. So everything was recorded using a handheld digital audio recorder. Sony ICD UX560F.
Right, okay.
Why do we need
in WAV format.
Plug for Sony.
Well, no, just showing you the level of detail that you have to go into if you're doing a proper sort of scientific study. The sampling rate was 44,100 hertz.
Shut up!
And the sampling resolution was 16 bits.
Ross, no
the call lasted about 1 second, depending on the length of the cat's name. All sound files were adjusted to the same volume with using the version of Audacity 2.3.0. We took a digital frontal face picture with a neutral expression, a colour photo against a plain background. This was all shrunk down to fit the monitor size, 12.3 pixel sense built-in display.
Why didn't you start off with this stuff?
I just thought, that's, you don't think about it, but that's the sort of level of detail you need to go into to make sure you are, a lot of that maybe not quite needed, but making sure like the volume's all the same volume. Because if you had something that was louder, then the cat might look at it longer just because the volume is louder. I just thought it was really.
Ross, you should know that. That's like first year science.
I know, but I just didn't appreciate. We don't really do experiments with cats, so you don't really appreciate.
Maybe start.
Well, is that not what they say?
The levels of stuff you have to do.
Thanks, Ross. That was painful.
Don't work with cats and children.
So, yeah, wow. Okay, and right. Now I've got to try and answer questions, and I'm really just shook about the last few minutes.
Amy's science test. Why do bees like honey, but wasps don't?
I don't think they like honey, they just make honey.
Ooh.
I don't know. Is that not, like, wasps don't make honey? Bees make honey.
Can I ask a follow-up question? Do you know how bees make honey? Do you know what honey is?
Sugar?
Yeah. But do you know where it comes from?
They rub it together with her legs or something. Or that there's saliva or something random like that.
Yeah, you're probably closer with saliva. It's bee
the
sick.
The pollen.
Bee sick. A bee throws up honey. And then it's regurgitated for like the pupa. Which is like baby
so,
bees.
Sorry to jump in. You mentioned pollen there, and this is, I think, maybe a bit of a misconception people have. It's not the pollen that they're taking when they're making the honey. It's nectar.
Which is at the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
The pollen then just rubs onto their legs.
I think I did know that. And that's like cross-pollination, is it?
Yeah. Ooh. Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Hello.
You can have a mark for that.
To answer the question, though, wasps do like honey, but they don't make any themselves, but what they do is they do try and steal it from other bees. So
do wasps not produce something like that, like to feed their young in their hive or anything?
Possibly, but it's not like, they might do. I'm not 100% sure. I think they mostly eat.
Okay, question number two. What causes tsunamis?
Like an earthquake.
Good, okay, right.
Platonic plates moving.
Platonic, great friends.
Is it platonic? No. What's it called?
Platonic.
Tectonic.
Tectonic.
All right, yeah.
I think
plates
and
moving.
And volcanoes.
Yeah, just like things that make the ground vibrate.
Yeah.
And the sea's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Splash.
How do you know if a tsunami's coming? If you're on the beach, how do you know a tsunami's about to hit you?
Because you have a glass of water and it's shaking and you're like, it's either a dinosaur or a tsunami.
No, that's how to tell if T-Rex is coming for you.
Okay. I don't know. How do you know?
All the water goes away. So in the beach, your waves will be moving up gently, but if all the water suddenly disappears, run.
Okay. Because
you're about to get hit by a tsunami.
That's quite a good tip, actually.
Yeah. That's my helpful tip for the day.
Thank you.
Because we're always hit by tsunamis in the UK. Question number three. Why are people colorblind?
I know that only it's mainly men that are colorblind. It's carried by the mum.
You're good at bringing additional knowledge in and not answering the questions.
No, but that's actually quite good knowledge.
Yeah.
Thanks. Is it not? I guess it's kind of like more like a defecty thing. Like you could say, like, why is someone born with like an extra thumb, or why is, I don't know.
So what's the thing that's missing, or that they've got extra of?
I'd say there's something missing, like an eye.
No, colorblind people tend to still have two eyes.
I don't know.
Something in the eye.
I don't know. I don't know the eye. The pupil and iris, the main bits of the eye.
Yeah, it's one of the bits of the back. It's going to be a cone or a rod, and I don't know which one. So I'm going to pass over to Andrew, who will.
So it's cones that allow you to distinguish colour. Rods allow you to distinguish how bright something is. It's cones that allow you to see in detail and distinguish between colour, whereas rods, it's like dimness of light, so how bright the light is.
Yeah, and is that the rods that are used for like movement then? Is that like your peripheral vision?
So movement is just because of the shape of our eye, movement is detected by shadows. So technically, yes, it is rods, because they're the ones that detect shadows and things like that. So, yeah, so there you go. So, if you have a question that you'd like to send in, or you want to correct us on any of our information that we've spoken about today, please email us at iReaditOS@gmail.com or contact us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or TikTok at iReaditOS. Please like, share, review, tell other people about us. It really helps us in the charts, and thank you to those of you who have already done it. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Did you know there's a version of Cats the Musical where all the cats have bum holes? Bye.
3 from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.